Fishers is quite a particular sector, as you know. Fishermen are generally quite individualistic, so to group them into cooperatives is not easy. Even though we have now very good examples where fishermen have been grouped into cooperatives, and they are also trying to organize the management of the fish resources through the cooperative. And we had some very good examples in Mexico, in Brazil, and also in Kenya, on both on the Lake Victoria side and also on the marine side. So the so-called beach management units work quite well. They're generally organized by the fishermen, by the cooperatives themselves. So it's very useful. In addition, what also works very nicely, we have seen, is the organizing the traders into groups so that they can really sell a product at a competitive price, especially with now the supermarkets becoming more and more centralized. So it's difficult for the small producer to sell each on their own. So it's much better to get them organized into a cooperative. In some countries, it's difficult to get organized as cooperatives. Generally, countries have certain rules for cooperatives. And generally, cooperatives have to register, they have to pay a certain amount of money. So sometimes it's difficult to really organize as a cooperative. We had a recent example of women clam collectors in Tunisia. And at the end, they also wanted to get organized into a cooperative. And even though FAO was giving quite some help, some legal advice and so on, still, it took them about 2 years to get really organized. It depends, obviously, also on the country. Sometimes they are favoring cooperatives. Other countries are maybe not so much in favor of cooperatives. We can see that the individualistic fishermen really has very big difficulties to get access to credit. We see that getting organized really helps a lot to get a credit, and we have seen that also for female traders association cooperatives, that for them it's slightly more easy to get access to credit. So the tendency is probably a positive one. There will be more association, more cooperatives. And I think the international year is really helping the countries to get a good policy with regard to cooperatives, including fisheries cooperatives. Generally, again, the fishermen have huge difficulties to access investment. Generally, banks are not very happy with fishermen because they have no collaterals. They don't own land. Not all of them own their own boats. They're very, very mobile, so banks don't want to really to give them investment. Now, with a corporation, with a cooperative, that's a legal institute which is stable in a place. So the investment is easier. The banks are accepting cooperatives more easily.